Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Hey, it's Christopher. It's time once again for another Bob and Tom Extra. You know, we get you to work every morning on the show. Now, every afternoon at 3, we'll post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home. Coming up on today's show, the world's weirdest sports, plus Josh wife carries Christy, and swimming across the Pacific. But first, a tune from Haywood Banks.
My eyes are tired, my legs asleep, my nose is in a coma. My forehead's on siesta, like down in Mexico. My wrists, why they have hit the hay. My thighs are tranquilized, but still, oh God, still you go on talking.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We have to quit it.
We ask you to stop, and you continue to do it.
Do your
No. All right, that's the case. Then here we go. Tom, please do that every time. That is wonderful.
Yeah, we always.
Oh, we love it. Yeah.
We get a lot of mail.
I'll do another one for you right now. Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Now here's you got the magic coming.
Yeah.
The magic is. You know, this is how you talk in the bedroom. Hey, the magic's coming. Here it comes.
Ooh. Never seen that before.
Oh, this is great. This is all good stuff.
Yeah. Are these the NEPA Auto Parts Studios? I bet they are. I'll look around. Oh, there's our engineer, Ace Cosby.
Time to rock.
Thank you very much, Ace. That's Chick McGee. That's Josh.
We've Whatever.
Finally shaken him of doing his Barack Obama impression.
That's right.
He could come back in here.
There's Christy Lee.
Mr. President!
This is Tom speaking. Interestingly enough, speaking of ex-presidents...
I'll be right there!
Some good news and some interesting news. The good news is former President, the elder George Bush, is out of the hospital. And
not gonna do it.
Gonna be in Maine, enjoying the summer. Great man, a great war hero.
In a bunk port.
Former president. And then another former president, Bill Clinton, in the news. I think I'm gonna read this book. He's written... a book called "The President Is Missing," and it's a thriller.
Yeah, Patterson books are cool, man. They're
with
fun.
James Patterson. See, it should be kind of fun. So he's doing an interview. When was it? Was it a couple days ago with NBC? And I'm sorry, I keep forgetting the guy's name. Melvin.
Craig
Melvin. Is
Craig
it?
Melvin.
Yes, yeah. Son of Larry Bud.
And
Larry Bud Melvin,
Larry
of course.
Bud
well,
Melvin.
If he's Larry Bud's
and
son,
Blue Notes.
Wow. Someone's got some splaining
to
do.
We don't know who the mother is.
Good point. It's a fair point. He's host the Weekend Today show, right? He's
Sunday.
He's real good. Sunday. And in any event,
that was Melman, though, wasn't it?
Larry Bud Melvin. Yeah, it's close enough. It's
close enough.
The Sunday Today Show. That's a different guy. He does the Saturday.
No, Willie. Yeah, you're right.
Willie Geist does the Sunday. The point is, he's interviewing former President Bill Clinton and James Patterson. And I'm just trying to describe who the interview because he does a great job, but he really presses Clinton. All of a sudden, he starts talking Monica Lewinsky 20 years after the fact, and the former president is not happy about it. But he
takes
the finger out and starts waving it at him like this, and then he tries switching some questions at him. No, it's
waves really, his finger at him.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. Well worth watching.
I don't know if it's well worth watching.
Oh, I think, come on.
It's uncomfortable.
It's
got to be
more exciting.
Do you enjoy another people's uncomfortableness?
Yeah.
Tom is, he likes Schadenfreude.
I like both those guys.
Schadenfreude.
I like their morning
Mark
show.
Mark Schott, Sigmund Freud. They're incredible.
They look alike.
That one's on in heaven. I don't know. Well, I think Freud's beard's a little thick.
In all further scenarios, everyone needs to be alive when we bring people together. Okay.
No. I'm just saying. I thought it was kind of interesting to see. But I'm kind of interested in the book because obviously, former President Bill Clinton knows a lot about not just politics and government, but about the day to day life of being a president.
I don't think it's going to be worth the paper it's printed on.
Well, thanks for judging it without it reading a page.
It'll be light.
I learned it from you, okay?
It'll be light popular fiction. That's, you know, nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. We were discussing, what was it again? Sports.
Weirdest
sports.
What was it
called? Bamble. What was it?
World's Weirdest Sports Revealed. We've all giant pumpkin kayaking. That's where you hollow out a pumpkin and kayak.
I think that's really
cool. That's the weirdest sport.
I think that's really cool, is what he said.
Well,
howling on a pumpkin and using it as a canoe?
Just get a kayak, for Pete's sake.
Oh, rather than make one's own
out of a
dugout
pumpkin.
Canoe?
First you got to find a giant pumpkin, and that's not easy
to
do.
This would be a great scene in a movie, Josh.
Going to find a giant pumpkin?
No, how did they escape? They hollowed out a pumpkin, and they paddled across the river.
Do you think giant pumpkin's in this new Clinton Patterson book? I bet it is.
There might be a Blumpkin.
How long do you think it would take?
You know something? I was going to say, your speaking will get us nowhere. And then Josh inserted the great Blumpkin joke. If you don't know what that means,
the great Blumpkin.
Don't look it up.
Don't.
Isn't that? Great Blumpkin, Charlie Brown.
I sat in that pumpkin patch till she came.
Charlie Brown's last appearance.
I'm writing that down. It's the great Blumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Okay, you can do that on the Schott and Freud show.
All of the top five, pretty much self-explanatory. Son of a. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Oh, hello there, Sonny. It's Morgan Freeman.
Oh, hi. You've had a rough couple
Morgan,
of weeks.
Glad you came out of hiding. Yeah. How's Roseanne?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you very kindly. I believe I heard Chick looking for people who would like to compete as, I believe he said, professional pillow biters.
No.
Pillow fighters is what
pillow
I said.
Fighting, not pillow biting.
Well, for pillow biters, I'd like to nominate my good friend Andy Dufresne.
Sure.
Nobody's bitten more pillows than Andy. Matter of fact, his nickname was Piranha for the first 5 years.
That's rough.
I'll never forget Andy's first night. Fell for the oldest trick in the book.
What's that?
Captain of the Guards, Byron Hadley, asked Andy if he'd like to be tucked in. Well, of course, Andy obliged, and tucked in he was. Tucked in between a pair of bull quiz they called Ball of Notes.
Well,
that was the longest night of his life.
I'm sure.
Him and get busy dying.
Right. See you in court, Morgan. Good talking to you.
Ball and Notes. They were tough, man, those two.
Wow. And who knew that down years later that would have become somewhat famous. I'm sorry. So we're continuing with stupid sports in the sports world?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Giant pumpkin kayaking, mud pit belly flop, bog snorkeling, extreme ironing, professional gurning, dog surfing.
And gurning is the crazy face.
Dog surfing is a sport.
To make a grotesque face, yes.
Dog surfing is hilarious.
Man.
You bet on dog surfing? Like track?
You get a dog on a surfboard, you let him.
Oh, you don't stand on a dog.
And you don't surf on top of the dog. The dogs are on surfboards.
I see.
Don't be ridiculous.
So what if the dog surfs and he just...
jumps off.
Keep surfing.
Yeah.
You go get him?
Well, eventually the sharks show up.
How do you hang on to the leash?
See, sharks can't tell the difference between a seal and a dog. Well, sorry,
okay,
let's get back to it.
Why didn't the reporter put down what football zorbing is?
They didn't?
How do you hold on to the leash while your dog is surfing?
Good question.
You have to surf next to him?
Or a good swimmer.
Football zorbing is just like football, except it's when Jerry Lewis plays.
Zorb.
Football zorbing.
Oh, no. Football zorbing is you get in the clear acrylic giant inflated balls.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like hamster balls?
They run into each other and they fall down. And it's hilarious.
I've got the list in front of me. It's about to get really bad.
Absorb football.
You may want to stop reading.
Oh, really?
Wife carrying?
That's not too bad. You've seen that
chess
one.
Yeah. Boxing.
The wife carrying thing. On the wife carrying thing.
We've done that in here.
I know, but where? I'm trying to remember. Is the woman's face?
No. You ask this every time.
Near the ass or the front?
Oh,
back
the face
or front?
Is in the butt of the man.
Okay. Yes. You're
but her face is away.
Right.
No.
No.
No. No. No. No.
It's
not?
No. No, her face is right in the gluteal cleft there, depending on her height.
Makes no sense.
Yeah, you've got her like this. You see, you're holding her legs with your arms up by your shoulders.
Yeah, Bert Kreischer and I did that.
Otherwise, she'd be kind of bent backwards. It would be uncomfortable for her.
Yeah.
Not that having your face.
No, but if, in
Josh,
my way,
Christy,
if she's
can
got
you,
her knees here and she her feet are like this, her
no, show them.
Face is...
No. You're confusing
are we
everyone
do
now.
This?
Yeah, okay, Christy.
I'm sorry.
Josh,
go ahead.
You want to do it?
Talking.
Huh?
Do you want to do
can you
this?
Do it with Christy?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to drop her.
No, don't drop her.
She weighs
20 bucks if you drop her.
100 pounds.
How much if I fart in her face?
What?
100.
No. You're the one holding her.
Right.
So, Christy.
I think we need to go over there.
Okay, now Christy will climb up onto Josh. I'm sorry, this is quite visual. I'll try to do the play-by-play. So, Josh, you stand there. Christy, you get climb up on the chair.
Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? My way seems makes more sense.
No,
you'll
break her legs.
No,
Christy is standing on the table.
Oh God, her feet are on the counter. Jesus.
Now, now Christy, Chick thinks you're supposed to turn facing me, so you're both facing me.
Now, Christy, here's what I like.
This, and then Josh.
No,
come in.
That won't work.
So your knees.
You turn around. So Christy is facing Josh. Josh, what are you doing?
By the ears and pull me where you want.
Okay. Now, Josh, shove your head between her legs. That's it. And now Christy's butt is in the air, and Christy's face is down by the small of Josh's back.
I won't do that.
Okay. Now he's putting her back in her place. There we go. See how that works?
Hey, Josh. You got someone in the back here.
That wasn't very nice.
Now that's how it's done, you see, and the wife carrying sport.
Well,
I think we could too.
Yeah, then you would be sort of jogging with her back there.
Oh, we're out.
Yeah,
and you win. you win her weight in beer. Remember that?
Yeah. So these are once again the world's stupidest sports:
chess, boxing, underwater hockey.
Underwater hockey.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of weird.
Outhouse racing. I don't know if the outhouse is actually racing or you're racing during a process in the outhouse.
I think outhouse racing, don't they motorize, don't they sort of take these modified go-kart type things? Okay.
Kabaddi?
I don't know what that is.
Kabaddi?
What's bossa ball? No, B-O-S-S-A-B-A-L-L. It sounds like an Italian gentleman fresh off the boat pronouncing baseball.
Baseball.
Better playing a bossa ball.
So it's not bocce ball.
No, it's B-O-S-S-A-B-A-L-L.
Bossa ball, bossa ball court.
Cheese rolling we had last week.
Yes.
Team sport originated in Spain.
Inflatable court combining elements of volleyball, football, gymnastics, and music.
Ugh.
Okay. Good Lord.
Oh, I think we're
God.
Done.
Oh, but the court looks cool.
Well, let's move on.
Quidditch, isn't that Harry Potter?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. But there are people actually sort of
unicycle
that.
Polo.
I would watch that all day.
Unicycle polo?
Yes. Yep.
Egg
that would be funny.
Pillow fighting, wheelchair rugby, always funny.
That's a sport.
What it says here.
Time to move on.
What's park hour? P-A-R-K.
Why don't we look it up?
Parkour. It's that running around, jumping off buildings. And
that's super cool.
Yeah.
James Bond movie begins with that.
Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to bother
you. Christy Lee, what do you got over there?
Are you done, Chick?
Oh, yeah, I'm done. Right. I think you heard it. Yep, I'm done.
I saved you. A long-distance swimmer will attempt to swim across the Pacific Ocean to raise awareness for plastic pollution. Ben Lecomte. Lecomte, who swam the...
Lecomte?
Le what?
Lecomte.
There's no
in French. In France, that means the who gets in for free.
Okay.
Lecomte. Those who get in for free. Oh. Lecomte.
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 Maybe it's Lecomte.
Lecomte.
Ben
Lecomte.
Those two names don't fit together. It's just his name like Pierre Lecomte.
Yeah, Ben Lecomte does not work. He swam the Atlantic in 1998. I'm sure you all recall that. And he will start the 5,500-mile swim in Tokyo and aim to swim 8 hours a day in order to finish in San Francisco within 6 months. A fully equipped sailing yacht will accompany Lecomte on the swim. He said, quote, "The research we collect during the swim will ultimately help us better protect our oceans."
What does the crew do all day?
I don't know. They follow him.
Is he dead yet? No. All right.
Hey, can someone throw some chum out there? Get this godforsaken thing over with.
He'll eat, sleep, and rest on the yacht. The crew will mark his exact location with GPS when he exits the water.
You hear that, Chick?
That way he'll start right where he left off each day.
He's swimming across the Pacific, but he eats, sleeps, and rests on the yacht.
Yeah.
Other than that, he's in this to win it. In it to win it, baby. What an athlete.
Man.
What a man.
It's kind of an interesting.
It's an important cause.
He'll be collecting
more
than
attention at yacht.
1,000 samples per day.
What he should do is just collect a lot of plastic, tie it all together, and just float.
Oh.
Have the yacht tow him on a raft.
You're right. Our oceans are dying.
They are.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Well, he's collecting it, and then you take it out of the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he gets back.
Take the raft with you.
Put it in a landfill in San Francisco. Or turn it into an apartment. They're going for quite a lot of money now.
8 hours a day.
Wow. Exhausting.
Ugh, I'm tired just thinking about it.
Is he in a cage?
No. Why
Wait a minute. Is this going to count? If this jackleg does this, it's going to count?
Count for what?
He's swimming 8 hours a day. How long is it going to take him? Is there
a
record?
6 months.
6 months.
No, he's not going for a record.
Now, when he sleeps and rests and stuff, does the boat stop?
Why doesn't he take a year and swim 4 hours a day?
Yeah, the boat's anchored because they have to start in the exact spot.
They just drive back there. They've got
gotcha. Okay, cool.
I'm sure.
Well, the guy is going to swim the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
then.
I guess they can't anchor, can they? They can't.
They're in the middle
anchor.
Of the ocean.
Well,
they just take a GPS. They can get him in the exact same place. Go, hey Lloyd, jump back in. Whatever.
Yeah.
Guy's name
now, that's
is.
A good point. What do they do all night? They just float in the ocean, or
they party all night? That's what they do.
Well, sure.
This guy,
6 months.
Why doesn't
at sea?
He take a year, swim only 4 hours a day, and party on the yacht for 20?
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that sounds great.
Oh God, is this guy married? How does this work exactly?
What do you mean? How does it work?
Didn't
exactly?
Didn't you have that theory a long time ago?
Yeah,
they're just
stuff for guys who hate their wives. Yeah. I'm going to swim the Pacific Ocean.
I was thinking about this.
But I'm doing it. I'm doing it for the because there's too much plastic in the ocean.
Because I'm an adventurer. And
I remember, for some reason, this,
hate my wife.
This notion struck me the other day. I was thinking about on holidays, my grandma would inevitably go to my grandpa and go, you need to run out and get this. And he was all too happy to do it. And I was like, I bet he just wanted to leave. Is that true?
You're just figuring this out.
A little
out.
Quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just figuring.
Josh, I'm gonna give you an example here. Remember when you first got your driver's license?
Yeah.
And your mom would say, hey, we need some eggs. And you'd go, oh, I'll go get them. And you'd drive all the way across town just to drive around and enjoy driving and come back 3 hours later with the eggs. It's the same thing for your grandpa.
It's just he was.
Oh, honey, I'll go. Get your Chesterfields. I think they sell them in Albany, New York.
I solved the Ben thing.
Okay, Lecomte.
He's actually a French-born long-distance swimmer, Benoit Lecomte.
Oh, okay, there you go.
And
Benoit? That's not better.
Isn't that what that says?
Yeah, Benoit.
Benoit.
His name is
Inventor.
Benoit.
Benoit.
Inventor of?
Benoit. Benoit.
The Benoit Balls.
Oh, no, so it's not Benwa.
Well, no, Tom.
Monsieur Dildo. Oh, I'm so sorry. The reservation says Benoit. Forgive me.
No wonder he changed his name to Ben.
Monsieur Buttplug. Monsieur Buttplug.
Okay.
He's now a naturalized citizen
Monsieur Dildo,
of the United States.
Monsieur Benoit. Monsieur Buttplug.
Monsieur.
Monsieur.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it is so good to see you again. Monsieur C. Ring.
Yeah. Why don't we just...
He claims to have been the first man to cross the Atlantic Ocean with a kickboard.
Monsieur...
Wow.
Monsieur Fur Restraint.
The first man to cross the Atlantic in a kickboard.
Without a kickboard in 1998.
I mean, the guy before used a kickboard.
Apparently
what a cheater.
Cheated, yeah.
I hate everything
but
about
don't
everything.
They? And some of these swims, don't they have a giant cage they tow and so the people don't get eaten by sharks. God,
I don't see anything about it. I don't see anything about a cage. Okay.
So this guy invented the Benoit ball, so that's why he's got enough money to do these adventures. Who pays for stuff like this? Who can afford to rent a yacht for 8 months?
He's independently wealthy. Benoit ball.
I don't know how he pays for this. There are plans to produce a documentary film and also talks of making it to television.
Man, good luck with that, yeah.
I can't wait to miss that.
There's an hour and a half of your life.
He is doing important work.
He sure is wet. Yes. He's not doing important work. We're already hip to the fact that there's too much plastic.
We're
in
already hip to the fact. Stop shoving it down our throats.
Now thanks to this dick, I can't get plastic straws for my kids.
Yes,
now
it's
we're
this
back
guy's
to
fault.
That.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Princess doesn't have her straw.
That's right. Well, so now we have to move on here. We have a lot of fans of the recent Josh carrying Christie.
Oh, God, is that up already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they want to.
Great.
They want to get in on that action.
My ass on the widescreen.
I never have I tried to isolate all the nerves in the back of my head like that to feel everything.
I think you need to wear one of those smoking jackets and an ascot.
Oh, my God.
And a cigarette holder.
That's right.
Welcome to the wife carrying.
There you go, a little Bob and Tom extra for you. Be sure to catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and, of course, on our website at bobandtom.com. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher. Have a good one.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.